If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Kendra is back after being out for a couple of days for wrist surgery, and your hand is still a little swollen, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit bruised too. I mean, I have an ACE bandage on it now. I don't need it. I just need a Band-Aid covering where the incision was, but it still feels, I'll take it off in a little bit and show it to you, but it feels a little weak without any
But you
sturdiness.
Don't have your wedding rings on because it's your left hand.
No, so that's the thing. So I feel naked because I'm afraid to have it get stuck on my finger.
Because it's
my
swollen,
ring, you know, to have it. And if I have to pull, you know, sort of brace to pull my ring off, I don't want it to pull my wrist.
But why do you take it off? Why not just leave the ring on? And if it's swollen, and then it'll go back down.
Well, I had to take it off for the surgery, but I don't sleep with my wedding ring on anyway. I don't wash my hand. I know. I think I've told you this before. I don't wash my hands. Or anytime I have to wash my hands, or I shower, or I go to sleep, I take my wedding ring off.
I see you take your rings on and off like so many times a day, and I don't get it. Like, I don't ever take my rings off. Maybe that's gross.
When you wash your hands,
I wash my hands with my rings. I shower with my rings. I sleep with my ring.
You shower? Like, what if you're washing your hair? It's all the soap and everything's going to get caught in your ring. You don't care?
I just clean it. Like, I have an old toothbrush that I don't use anymore, and I literally clean it with toothpaste and a toothbrush like once a week. You just and then rinse it with hot water. That's what I do.
Oh, see, I put mine in a little Dawn dish soap with hot water.
Yeah, but sometimes I do that too.
But see, I don't ever wear my rings at night, not when I'm working out.
Really?
Anytime that my hand is going to get swollen. So if you're making meatballs, you keep your ring on when you're making meatballs? Like that, I don't know, to me.
Of all the things that you could think of,
well, that's
when
what
you're making meatballs, oh my God, you
well,
keep your ring on?
Are in all the yuck and the meat and everything, you don't take your ring off to
I
do
never
that?
Take my rings off.
So you
so
make
I
meatballs
just had
with
my
your
ring
jewelry?
Upgraded, and it's the only reason I took it off. But before that, it probably had been 20 years since my ring had been off my finger. I'm not kidding
really?
You, 20 years.
Is that weird that I take it
no,
off?
No, I think that it's mixed. We'll have people call 617-655-1067 if you want to weigh in on rings. And men and women, because some men will also take their rings off. And some men don't wear them because they do.
Steven doesn't take his off. He's
no.
just got like a silver, you know, or like a white gold
band.
And he doesn't take his off to do anything.
He always has it on, even sleeping. So does Tom. He just has a simple band and he just always wears it. He never takes it off. I don't even know if he could get it off now. I think his has been on his hand since the day we got married.
See, I can't. I feel like my hand would get swollen if I kept my wedding rings on at night to sleep. It never has occurred to me. I've never slept
That's
with
so
my
funny.
Wedding ring
Are you
on.
Afraid of losing it? Because I would say you take your ring off 10 times a day.
There were a couple situations at old places that I worked where I was washing my hands because every time I wash my hands, I take my ring off and I put it on a little dish. I have a little dish at my house that I set it on when I wash my hands, and I always take my rings off, and I left it at work once.
Oh my God.
And one of the girls at the front desk called me and she was like, "You are lucky that I love you and I know that this is your ring, and I know that I shouldn't
Well,
do that,
and
but
here's the thing. I think a lot of people are like you. They don't like to get soap and muck and stuff in their ring. I just can't be trusted. Like, I'm the type of person, I'm every which way but sideways. Tom's like, if I ever took my ring off, I'd lose it 20 times over.
So
it would be a nightmare. I could never keep track of it.
Can I tell you that if I'm ever at a place like Fenway Park or at the Garden or something, and I have to wash my hands?
Do you take them off?
I take it off and I have to put it in my pocket. I take it off and I put it in my pocket. I wash my hands and then I put my ring back on.
But just that once when you're in that big arena public restroom, you won't just keep it on?
I can't do it. I can't do it. Maybe I'm weird.
I don't know.
Maybe is it just me?
Perhaps. Call us 617-655-1067. As always, we would love to hear from you. Thanks for being along with us. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Meatballs? Really, Sue?